Jesus, a message, God speaking, a word, Jesus, a baby, a manger, plain, profound. What do you do with that? I mean, do you let it change things? Or not? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program, as today we take a look at the simple yet profoundly life-changing message of Christmas from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about the powerful prayer that could be coming your way to help you through whatever you happen to be dealing with in your life just at the moment. Christmas, message in a bottle. This week we've been walking along at a beach, seen the bottle, pondered, should I bend over, should I open it? Stooped down, picked it up, pulled out the cork, and read the message. A message written by the hand of God. One small five-letter word. Jesus. A word. The word. The Son of God. The exact imprint of God in the flesh. A message that began a long time before time itself. A message that slipped quietly into this world through Mary in a stable in Bethlehem. A message that stands in such stark contrast to the Christmas that so many of us celebrate. It's a message of love and of sacrifice. Humble, simple, plain. Right down in the middle of life. So not what I expected of God. So what do you do with that? You've opened the bottle, you've taken a look at this Jesus, got the message. So now what? I just want to qualify all that. This notion that we've got the message. It's a simple message, but a message so huge, I wonder whether we'll ever get it. I remember when I was at Bible college, it was a non-denominational Bible college, so it wasn't backed by denominational funds, and we had a library, but it was a pretty small library. And I went to visit some friends who were attending a denominational college, one that was much better funded than the one I attended, and they showed me their library, and I was blown away. There were so many books. How could so many people write so many words and so many books about something so simple? The love of God. The more time I spend with this message, the more I realize I'll never fully comprehend it. So many of us for so long rejected the Christmas messages as mythical or outdated or old-fashioned, a message of religion. But the whole Christmas thing was never the invention of a religion. Before time began, before anything was created, God knew. He knew that if he created us with a free will, and that's the only way you can if love matters, that we'd have the ability to choose. If he created us with a free will, no matter what, we would reject him. Adam and Eve did. Israel did. The whole of the Old Testament story is about that. And you and I did. So why create us at all? What's the purpose of it all? Well, God actually tells us. In Acts chapter 17 and verse 20, he writes this. God made every nation that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them, the exact places where they should live. God did this so that we would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he's not far from each one of us. All through the massive story of God and his people, beginning to end, beats the heart of God's desire to have a relationship with us. The heart of a father for his children. If you've spent any time listening to this program over the years, you'll have heard me return again and again, over and over, to this theme, because beginning to end, this old-fashioned, irrelevant book we call the Bible, beginning to end, you hear the heartbeat of God saying, I will be your God, you will be my people. At least, I used to think of it as being old-fashioned and boring and stuffy, irrelevant. To tell you the truth, it doesn't all make sense yet to me. I don't think it ever will. Most men struggle to understand their wives fully, let alone God. I'm not one of these people who has God in a box. There's an awe and a wonder and there's a whole bunch about him I don't understand, and I just stand in awe when I look at God. The person who gives me the most understanding of God is Jesus, the Son of God. When you've seen him, you've seen the Father. Christmas isn't a pantomime. It's not primarily a tree with tinsel and presents underneath, although there's nothing wrong with that. It's not a time when we celebrate all religions and kind of say, well, it doesn't matter what you believe, they all lead to God. That's never, ever what God intended. Christmas is exactly what it says. Christmas. The whole celebration wasn't really prominent until the Middle Ages, and in its current form, it only really established itself in the last couple of centuries. I mean, Santa Claus only happened in the late 19th century. There's a simple yet profound message in Christmas of when God became a man. It happened 2,000 years ago. A plan that was formed in God's heart before time began. And this Jesus grew from a baby to a man, and he touched lepers and blessed prostitutes and outcasts, and he railed against religious hypocrisy from the manger to the cross and on to the empty tomb. There's an authenticity about Jesus that just rings true. I mean, aside from the prophecies in the Old Testament, predictions centuries before about where he would be born, the fact that he would come from the house of David, the virgin birth, how he would suffer, down to the minutest detail. You read that, and that's evidence enough in itself. But somehow I needed more than that. And the real evidence for me is in the person, in the Son of God. When you really pull the cork out of the bottle and really decide to explore him, who he is, what he says, what it's like, when we experience Jesus here and now, you can't help but come to the conclusion that he's the real deal. The birth of Christ, the whole of history pivots on it. B.C., A.D., the birth of Christ. My whole life turned on it. I look back on all the Christmases where I did the Christmas thing without Christ. They were such empty affairs. The heart of God, the passion of God, is he wants to have a relationship with you and me. That is what Christmas ushers in. That's why he did what he did. To get real with us, to become one of us, not to be born in a palace, but a stable. Talk is cheap, but then God's no spin doctor. He's the real deal. That's what Christmas is about. What do you do with that for the rest of your life is up to you. Me, I'm going to spend the rest of my life discovering this Jesus, this God who became man and came into my world to be on my journey with me. This God who became man so that he could suffer and pay for my sin. This God who became man, who was crucified, who rose again, to give me a true hope of eternal life. This Jesus, this message in a bottle. I'd just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word as well. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you. And let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time Monday with a different perspective.